Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Subtitle today's episode, Initiative Showcase. Why? We're spotlighting people or ventures connected by a drive to expand what television offers to everyone. One mission of our first guest, expand opportunities for women. Actress, writer, director, and host of Turner Classic Movies, Trailblazing Women Festival, Ileana Douglas joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. And then learn about Centav TV, the new smart TV-making device. It's out to have mature adults, a.k.a. seniors, interactive with the rest of us. Hear how, live from Estonia, from Chief Executive Tom Rowe Field. Also ahead, John Singleton's 2017 television, a new NYC series effort, and our classic trivia question of the week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. Delighted you are with us for this Friday afternoon edition of the Program About Television. Last one of September 2016. Wherever you are, I hope it's been a great Friday for you, and it gets a better Friday with you being involved with us. Some wonderful guests coming away over the next hour or so, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's very simple. Make a phone call and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anyway. You'll catch us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you're shy about using the phone, that is no problem with us. We got a chat room. Simon Apple 04 by name, and our very good friend Rick Webb from Philadelphia is already in the room. So either way, we will get to you, because what you say matters. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people will be live with you. And we expect Ileana Douglas to be live with us after these news notes. It's official. 2017 will be a breakout in series year, that's TV series year, for Academy Award nominee director John Singleton. The Boys in the Hood overseer will go forward with FX on Snowfall, a drama documenting the 1980s crack cocaine era in Los Angeles. Singleton will co-executive produce the series and co-write the first episode. The cast includes Damson Idris, Sergio Perez Mencia, and Emily Rios. The go-ahead on Snowfall dovetails with Singleton's involvement in Rebel. That's BET's upcoming drama dealing with police corruption. And that series is also marked to premiere next year. A breaking news note in the last hour or so, the widow of Steve Jobs, the famous CEO of Apple, that's Lorene Jobs, now has a minority stake in the production company Anonymous Content. They are the co-producers with Universal K Productions of the Emmy Award-winning Mr. Robot, along with True Detective, other TV series, as well as two of the top films from last year, Spotlight, which won the Oscar for Best Picture, and Revenant. And the project's out to expand TV diversity from New York's Office of Media and Entertainment keep on coming. Just weeks after the city agency launched the Made in New York Writers Room, New York-based female writers will be invited to submit half-hour television pilots about life in the Big Apple. Two winners will see their handiwork made and presented locally on NYC Live, that's the city-run cable channel, that's Channel 25. One of the two pilots will eventually be turned into a series on NYC Live. Made in New York Media Center will handle this project. And a follow-up on this, the Media Entertainment Office Commissioner here in New York, Julie Mann, will be here on our program to outline both the writer's room and this project, as well as others aimed at expanding TV diversity next month. Once again, Julie Mann, the Commissioner of the Mayor's Office on Media Entertainment here in the Big Apple, will be my guest on Swabby Televised next month, and we expect it to be on October 24th. And that is news notes for today. One more thing, we want to let you know that we had a late guest dropout. We learned about this about a half hour ago. Here in New York tonight, there's a very special event. It's a groundbreaker. It's the first ever multicultural sizzle reel up front, where 10 TV pilots for proposed television series, all made by people of color, largely Latinos, will be showcased for prospective networks, distributors, and advertisers. It's being organized by actress and talk show host Kiki Melendez, and will take place in Manhattan near Times Square. We had Kiki scheduled to be on this program in our next half hour. Unfortunately, we just learned that she will not be able to make it due to trying to work out some technical kinks with the presentation tonight. We are going to have her on next week, either next Friday or possibly on a special episode that we are trying to work out for next Wednesday involving a very special star of an upcoming HBO series. We will find out, we'll let you know about that on Monday. So once again, Kiki Melendez will not be on today's episode, but she will be with us next week, probably next Friday. So those of you who tuned in for that, we apologize. Late delay on Kiki's part, and we're glad that we at least got the word before we went on the air. And I promise you it'll be worth the wait. Meantime, the Multicultural Sizzle Wheel Art Fund will be happening tonight. Start at 6 o'clock here in Manhattan. Also, we'll be running in Los Angeles on October 13th. And if you want more details about both events and the project overall, here's where you can go on the web. It's www.lhfilms.tv. It's www.lhfilms.tv. That's Latin Hollywood Films. That is Melendez's organization putting together this event. By the way, I want to welcome guests 875 and 880 into our chat room. So you want to get involved in our program, give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. We are awaiting Ileana Douglas, the actress, writer, director, and the host of Turner Classic Movies' second annual Trailblazing Women Festival that begins this Tuesday, October 4th, 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. As I said, it's the second time around she's doing this, and the first time around it was devoted to women filmmakers. This time around, it's devoted to women in front of the camera, including people like Bette Midler, Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, Jane Delaney, Jane Alexander, Lee Grant, and others that will be her co-hosts for various episodes. The festival will be running Tuesday and Thursdays, prime time, with Douglas as the host or co-host on Turner Classic Movies. And throughout both days, Tuesday and Thursday each week, you will see a lot of films involving women in key roles, in some cases Oscar-winning performances. That, of course, is next month, Trailblazing Women's second annual festival on Turner Classic Movies. So we are awaiting Ileana to join us, wherever she is. Ileana, if you're in the sound of my voice, please give us the ring, 646-652-2906, and we will get you aboard. And I mentioned also, we've got today the chief executive of a unique new venture that just went aboard through Amazon last week. It's Zentab Television, and the guest, chief executive Tarno Phil, will join us live from Estonia in Europe, our first guest ever from there. And he will join us at the bottom of the hour, or if we can't get Ileana, we'll bring him up a little bit earlier than expected. Right now, we're going to give you our classic trivia question of the week. And we still don't have a winner, but until we do, we're going to keep the question in play through the weekend and maybe into next week if we don't have a winner. So those of you listening to us right now, take down the question. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04 at yahoo.com. It's simonapple04 at yahoo.com. Or you can tweet the answer to hashtag TWBT. That's Twitter, hashtag TWBT. You post the question on Monday's show, and here is the question. Remember the Night Stalker? The famous ABC movie of the week is spawned a sequel, The Night Strangler, and then it spawned a series, which starred Darren McGavern as an intrepid reporter who ended up looking at events of the unknown and facing all sorts of demons along the way. Dan Curtis created the series and actually created the movie from which the series came from. And Frank Spotnitz, who was doing The Man with the High Castle for Amazon last year, did a short-lived revival of the series also on ABC. Here's the question. What was the Night Stalker's real name? What was the Night Stalker's real name? Again, if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04 at yahoo.com. It's simonapple04 at yahoo.com. Please include your name and your full mailing address. And if you are first with the correct answer, you will win the new book, Twin Peaks FAQ, published by Applause. It's the book documenting the classic ABC mystery series of the 1990s from David Lynch and Mark Frost that will be revived with many of the original cast members taking part on Showtime next year. Lynch and Frost will write all the episodes. Lynch will direct all the episodes. So if you want to get a copy of Twin Peaks FAQ, answer our classic trivia question of the week. How? Email me, simonapple04 at yahoo.com. It's simonapple04 at yahoo.com. Or you can tweet us at hashtag TWBT. Hashtag TWBT. That Twitter option is made available by the wonderful people at Hopscotch. The folks invite you to create your own social soundtrack. Learn how from Marty Monaco, our good friend, and his folks at hopscotch.com. It's www.hopscotch.com. And if you just missed the question, we will repeat it again before the end of the program. Once again, SimonApple04@yahoo.com or tweet the answer to hashtag TWBT. Again, we are awaiting Ileana Douglas, the actress, writer, director, and once again, for the second year in a row, the host of the annual Turner Classic Movies Trailblazer Women's Festival. It starts Tuesday night at 8 p.m., and it will be running Tuesday and Thursday night and throughout the day as well on Turner Classic Movies. One more details online, www.tcm.com. So while we wait for Ileana to get on the air, let's bring about our other guest for the day. There's a lot of people in the world of smart TV-making devices. You know many of them, I think, by name. Apple TV, Roku, Google Chromecast, Amazon Fire, NVIDIA, to name a bunch. Well, as of last week, there's another player in that marketplace. It's called Zentac TV. And they have a special thing going with their device. It's out to create a new group of interactive players, the mature adult crowd, a.k.a. senior citizens. Joining us live from Estonia in Europe, for the very first time a guest from there, we welcome in the chief executive of Zentac, Tarno Phil. Tarno, great to have you here.
Hi, Simon. Good to be here.
Tarno, why is you and your company involved in this marketplace? You got some heavy hitters in this competition, like Apple, like Roku, and so forth. What does your product do that the others don't?
Right. It's basically a new concept amongst TV media streaming devices. What we have done, we have expanded the entertainment with social connectivity, and we have made it absolutely simple and new. So we don't see that in Apple TV. We don't see that in Roku. So Roku is primarily about the entertainment, the content side of thing. The social connectivity hasn't yet hit hard that marketplace. The thing that Zentac allows you to do is, for instance, you can share the latest vacation photos on the big screen, allow unlimited video calls in the same environment, and enjoy on-demand media on a big screen. Now, I mentioned connectivity, which is really important here, and social connectivity. And something that I think the other media streaming devices have not addressed well is the senior demographics. So about 40% of senior citizens are still not online, and they are not benefiting from the online services and the social connectivity, whereas they spend a lot of time in front of the TV. So one of the concepts that has been brought into Zentac TV is to enrich their lives and make them also part of this online community. So that's the basic idea.
Have you done any research that suggests that, in fact, this demographic, this audience, which, by the way, has a lot of purchasing power, a lot more than advertising people tell you than other demographic groups, even millennials. What does the research you've done suggest that, in fact, this group of mature adults and seniors will take services that they would find if they would use them online on the television set?
Again, there are many, many data points which support that. Not only the research we have done with our focus groups, we are running focus groups, you know, here in Estonia and UK. We have done that in US as well. But generally, as I mentioned, there's also hard statistics which is suggesting that, first of all, there's quite significant digital divide in this segment. There's a crave for social connectivity and social interaction because social isolation is kicking in. Fairly hard in the later life. Plus, they spend a lot of time in front of the TV. So we have tested that thesis with our focus groups. We have found a very good positive feedback. And indeed, we have also seen that some of the seniors who have started using our TV and benefiting from the simple-to-use connectivity, they have moved also to use actually the services on the tablet devices, for instance. So there is a lot of positive effects that we see, but also we see also their kind of good reaction in terms of the simplicity and ease of use that Zentac caters over the TV.
You've had the product in the marketplace now for about 2 weeks. People can order on Amazon. They can order through your own website. We'll give the website address in a little bit. What's been the early feedback?
Very encouraging, actually. We are even surprised. Obviously, 2 weeks is very little time. We can't do any kind of serious analysis by that. But the kickoff of the sales has been pretty good. The Indeed, the two channels we have today are just our online marketplace as well as Amazon. Later in the year, we hope also to get into the brick-and-mortar retail. Obviously, that will be a bigger launch for us because it will be more ubiquitous then. But really, the first 2 weeks, very good start, really encouraging. We see people signing up. You can use SendUp even not without buying the TV because we have other platforms as well, which we didn't mention. We have an app on the Apple Store and also Android app, and there's also web interface. So the social connectivity can be enjoyed also from alternative devices. It's a multi-platform play, unified user play. However, you can use that also on the TV. So TV is not mandatory.
Mm-hmm. Well, two questions off what you just said. First, when do you expect to go brick and mortar, let's say sell to either general department stores or a specialized store like Best Buy?
Yeah, it's a bit longer process, and obviously we want to make everything right. I mean, the online benefits us from the fact that we can actually test the price elasticity. We can learn a lot. You know, it's a tricky market, as you mentioned. It's pretty competitive. The messaging has to be right, and we need to reach our audience. So we have taken about 6 months to do that, and we foresee getting into brick and mortar beginning of 2017.
And secondly, Tarno, if this is already an app or an app form on an Apple, a smartphone or a tablet, or on Android, is the next step perhaps, in addition to being a device you plug into somewhere in your television set, like Apple TV or Chromecast, be on as an app, an Apple TV or Chromecast or a Amazon Fire?
We have considered, obviously, that, and that is one potential route to go. Today, we are a fairly small company, and there are a lot of apps competing to be on Apple's platform, right? So it is fairly difficult for us to find our users this way. So we have decided to go forward with our own hardware. And one thing that is differentiating us from, let's say, Roku or Apple TV is that we are using HDMI in out kind of pass-through box, which means that you can put that between set-top box and the TV. And it can be there, you know, subtly, however, sitting on the same source. So you don't need to switch sources between your set-top box and SendUp. And whenever there is an event on SendUp, let's say you have a new photo or there is a new text post, it's giving you a subtle notification on the TV so that you can access and check out what's going on there. So having our own hardware, having our own device is good for us to start off, to create brand, and also to get some more traction before being able actually to get a premium spots on more ubiquitous TV devices.
We're speaking live from Estonia in Europe with Tarno Field. He is the chief executive of the newest smart TV making device in the marketplace. It's called SendTab TV. Launched 2 weeks ago. It's available through Amazon and through SendTab's own website. Costs $149. It's a set-top box. And there's also a subscription with a number of capabilities that we will get to and discuss shortly. And that's for $9.99. As I said, he joins us live from Estonia in Europe. First time ever we had a guest from there. And he's live this half hour. On Tomorrow will be televised. Simon Appleman with you live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. If you have a question or comment for our guest, give us a ring, 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Rick Rowe, our friends in Philadelphia, is in the room along with guests 878 and 880. Once again, we are still awaiting Ileana Douglas, the actress, writer, director, and the host of the second annual Turner Classic Movies Trailblazing Women Festival that begins next Tuesday, October 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Coming up Monday on Tomorrow Televised, we will preview a show that's premiering tonight on the pay cable network Epix. It is the most controversial project yet. It's called America Divided, and my lead guest will be three of its executive producers. And then, a couple years ago, we introduced you to an entrepreneur by the name of Alex Corral, and he is and runs his own production company. He is also the subject and producer of a series called Los Cowboys that premiered on Hulu a couple of years ago. Now two seasons of that show have premiered, and earlier this week, the show premiered on Galavision. Alex Corral will join us Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Once again, for those who have been waiting for Kiki Melendez, who is the entrepreneur behind tonight's multicultural Sizzle Reel Upfront event here in New York later tonight and also in October in Los Angeles. She will not be with us. She is at the location where that will be taking place, near Times Square in Manhattan, working out some technical bugs. And as I said, we will have her on next week. All right. Now, talk about some of these applications that you can get. First of all, it's a set-top box. You put it on top of the television set. And one of the key features of this device is video calling. We know that we've had a number of players the last couple of years. Logitech, when Google started, tried video calling. We had Skype do video calling. What about your system? How does it work, and why do you think this will be successful?
Video calling is just one of the functions of social connectivity. It is important, obviously. I do agree. But it's not the only thing we're offering on that TV. It's just a kind of additional service. Why is that popular? First of all, again, I don't think Skype or others have particularly targeted the segment which is basically underconnected. So if we're talking about the senior citizen who wanna empower with the connectivity, then having a video call on the TV is very natural. I mean, if they're using Facebook or Skype, then it becomes to be, you know, one of the very easy to use apps where they can actually reach out to their, you know, family. And, you know, this is actually the story of Centap. This is how Centap was born. Actually, myself and my business partner, we shared the same problem. Basically, you know, the only way how to keep in touch with our family members was using a traditional phone call. And it's nowadays, you know, there are so many different platforms and methods that make long distance communication much more enriching. Now, we're using that for business meetings, you know, we're using that for encounters, but we fail to use that efficiently with, you know, the people who are the most dearest to us. Even now, around 40% of the older adults are not online, and, you know, the online revolution is something they have not been part of or grown up with that. Now, by having Centap, we can bring that to them, meaning that the family members can connect and see visually, interact with that segment. So, again, video calling is one of many things we are offering on Centap platform. I do believe it's quite important, but it's not the only feature.
Mm-hmm. By the way, how is the process done? I understand it's both video calls and audio calls. Is there a webcam that is in the set-top box that you offer, or do people have to buy a separate webcam?
No, actually, the webcam is coming together with the box. It is not integrated into the box because we found that technically it will be challenging to have a fixated camera inside of the box. So it's actually a camera which comes together with the box, and it's being just plugged into the box, and it's sitting on the top of the TV.
So the other services you have, you've got, as you mentioned earlier, you can share photos, you can share videos, you can also do games. And I understand the games have a certain emphasis, and the emphasis is to help develop retention skills. Explain that.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting part of the system. So what we are developing there, a part of our own proprietary games, is what we call a memory and a test, you know, enhancing games. So we have elaborated a thing we call Centap Index, which is actually looking at the three main pillars of well-being, if you like. One is the social activity. One is the cognitive interaction and capability, agility, and finally, you know, physical interaction. So all these three kind of metrics is being pulled out of the system. We are basically measuring the use of Centap, and we're pulling that into a Centap index. Now, cognitive part is really important of that, and we're using different mechanisms to do that. Cognitive games is one way how we get our information for the analytics. But there are some other things we're using in the system to measure the cognitive capabilities, and we can see also the trends. So I think, yeah, it's just like that.
Mm-hmm. And a couple of the other apps that you've got are you have a newsfeed, and you also have what you call online communities and a marketplace that I guess would be on the television screen. What kind of abilities would this provide for your users? Would allow them, let's say, to order merchandise from the TV set, order food to TV set? What kind of marketplace capabilities are you offering?
So today it's very basic. Indeed, the community is actually an important part of Centup TV. And that has been the feedback from the users, early users, that something like that is more captivating in their use. So the communities are usually brought together by a group of people who are sharing the same interests. And it's especially valid for senior community, like, you know, knitting community or gymnastics community. People gather there and they can actually post stuff. It may be videos, it may be photos, it may be text. In the future, we also foresee a live streaming capabilities from a certain event or those community happenings. Today, we are not selling any merchandise. Today, we have only basic functions. And I heard you mention that there is a subscription. Actually, today, we don't charge anything as a subscription. It's just a hardware cost, one-time cost, and you can enjoy all these social features for free. However, obviously, in the future, we'll be adding more and more capabilities, value-added services on top of the existing social connectivity services, and these will be under subscription.
Now, is your company providing the services as well as the hardware, or are the services being provided by outside organizations or outside players?
We will be relying certainly on outside players. It's very difficult to compete in this marketplace, you know, only with our services. So indeed, I think it's a good venue to basically, you know, spread the word that we are really interested to work with different app developers who are developing, you know, Android TV apps. They're compatible with Centup, and there are multiple monetization models that we could use together with those third-party providers. So today there is a marketplace capability, but we are looking forward to work with third-party providers to have more variety of apps out there.
Yeah. I want to stay with that app conversation, Tarnovo. We're going to do a quick break for the folks at Audible.com, and also we're coming up at the bottom of the hour for a web identification and then continue the conversation. We are speaking with Tarnovo Field. He is the chief executive of Centup. They are the newest player in the smart TV making device marketplace. Their product is now available to Amazon.com through their website as well. By the way, that website is www.centup.com. www.centup.com. And Tarnovo is joining us live from Estonia in Europe, right here on Smart Be Televised. We will continue the conversation with Charlotte right now. Let's get a message in from the fine folks at Audible.com. If you love even the adult fairy tales, and who doesn't really, well, Audible.com has got some wonderful news for you. They just released the first bunch of wonderful new fairy tale audiobooks with some famous people doing the narration. How about these for starters? The Emperor's New Clothes, that's a Hans Christian Andersen classic, with Joan Collins of Dynasty fame doing the narration honors. Or how about another Andersen classic, The Princess and the Pea, narrated by the saint himself, and yes, a former James Bond, Roger Moore. You can get either of those audiobooks when you subscribe for a 30-day free trial to Audible.com. Audible.com is an amazing service. It's a leading provider of spoken digital entertainment information, and they have over 180,000 titles to choose from. You can listen to them on any device, including what you are hearing us on right now through Blog Talk Radio. Remember, if you sign up at this URL, audibletrial.com/televised, that's audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audiobook, one of the two I just mentioned, or any other title you like, and a one-month trial of the service. And given that Audible is owned by the fine folks at Amazon.com, the customer service and quality of their sound is absolutely amazing. So give yourself a great sound experience. Go to this URL. Sign up right now. It's audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. Audible.com, the division of Amazon that gives you a great, inspiring sound experience. You are listening to Smart Be Televised. We have a program all about television. And when we come back, we'll have more live from Estonia with the chief executive of Centup, Tarnovo Field. But right now, at the bottom of the hour, let's pause for web identification. You are listening to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com. excuse me, let me say that again. I was giving my homepage for a second. www.blogtalkradio.com. More than 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for What's the Buzz NYC. Join our good friend Nancy Lombardo for some great conversation, some humor as well. Live from the Apple, What's the Buzz NYC. It's on Fridays at 10:30 a.m. at 7:30 a.m. Pacific time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, 3 hours early Pacific, exclusively and live on Blog Talk Radio. And remember that we still are available to use 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to Mark Tomorrow Televised on this Friday afternoon, last day of September 2016. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York on BTR. Good to have you aboard. If you're just joining us at the bottom of the hour, we were expecting to have right around now Kiki Melendez, the actress and host and organizer of the first ever multicultural sizzle reel upfront that will be taking place tonight here in New York, and in October in Los Angeles. Unfortunately, she got a little bit behind in terms of technical details getting ready for tonight's event, so she will not be with us today, but we will have her on next week, probably next Friday. Also, we were scheduled to have on this past half hour the wonderful actress, writer, director, and host of Turner Classic Movies, Trailblazing Women Festival, Ileana Douglas. For some reason or other, she's not with us. We apologize for that. We'll find out what the breakdown was, and we will reschedule her sometime during next month. Once again, her special event for Turner Classic Movies starts on October 4th. That's next Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Happens twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday, and she will be joined by some wonderful people in front of the camera, people like Jane Alexander, Bette Midler, Rita Moreno, Jane Fonda, Dana Delaney of China Beach fame, Lee Grant, one of the pioneering women, by the way, in film and behind the camera as well, like this in front of. And that's all happening on Turner Classic Movies. For more details, go to TCM.com. And we rejoin live from Estonia, the chief executive of Stentab, the brand new smart TV marketplace item. Once again, joining us live from Estonia, Tarno Pini. Tarno, before we broke the conversation, we were talking about the various apps that you have for your device. As you know, over a year ago, Tim Cook, the head of Apple, declared the future of TV is apps, and what was basically a video display device became a way to get all sorts of apps from the likes of Zillow, Guilt Group for ordering merchandise, Airbnb. More recently, we had Papa John's introduce a pizza delivery and ordering service. We've got Twitter now on both Apple TV and Amazon Fire. What plans do you have to open up your product to apps like the ones I just mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with that approach. The future of television is certainly apps, and this is where we are heading, obviously, with Stentab TV. First of all, we'll see cord cutting and even in the segments and demographics that we are addressing. So we certainly would like to support the mainstream OTT apps on Stentab and also the ones which cater live TV. So we see a lot of OTT apps, Netflix, Hulu, et cetera, providing, the on-demand primarily, whereas, live is a little bit under-addressed, apps like Sling TV, for instance, HBO Now. So we certainly think that these are something that that are strategically important to be put on Stentab. So that's one direction. Secondly, the value-added services, as you mentioned, really important. Indeed, why is it that today you can order things only from the smartphone? Why can't you do that actually conveniently on the TV? And actually, there are fairly few Android TV apps. If you go into the Google Play Store and then search for Android TV apps. So we believe that that ecosystem certainly will have more boost. There will be more variety of offers on the marketplace, and also new way of monetizing, services through the TV interface. For us, it's just a fourth screen, which is a big screen, which is important. We believe that screen will exist. And really important, again, to stress that our main demographics is about older generation, and older generation is more convenient with TV and more loyal. So we are looking forward to bring those different apps ecosystem to the TV, work with app providers. And obviously, we have looked into our own services as well. We are talking to different GP organizations to have, for instance, doctor consultancy available over the TV. There are other you know, customized apps that we would like to launch together with some assisted living organizations or institutions, which I wouldn't go to disclose yet.
Is the operating system you're working with able to take apps from both the Apple or iOS developers as well as the Android developers? Is that the game? And if it's not right now, how soon will it be available for that?
So we are supporting Android apps. So our basic operating system on Center TV is Android TV. So the Android TV apps are supported already today. So I guess that's the answer. We don't support iOS ones.
If anybody have a question or comment for Tarmo, give us a ring, 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple048. You'll find it on our homepage. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Once again, I want to welcome our good friend Rick Webb from Philadelphia and get 878 and 880. So be involved. Either put your comment in the chat room, give us the ring. Soon you do, sooner we hear from you. For those people who didn't catch the first half hour, what inspired you to start this venture? Was it something in your life? Something you were involved with your family? Just how did this happen?
Yeah, as I mentioned, actually, Center was born from the personal experience of the founders. Both myself and my fellow co-founder, we found that there is a similar problem that we have. You know, it's the way how we keep in touch with our senior family members, and certainly the ones who were not online. The main medium for us was to use a traditional, phone, traditional phone call. And you're losing so much, obviously, by having only an audio call without any visual expression. So if we really look around, video conferencing is becoming a commodity. And nowadays, it's something that we use almost day in, day out. So why can't we do that with our senior family members who are not on Skype or on Facebook? And basically, that was the inspiration for us to create something really simple that could be attached to the TV and enable that segment actually to benefit from rich online services. For our younger family members, we have developed a suite of apps, so you don't need to buy CenTap TV. You can still use Android app on your Android phone or iOS app and basically, make a video call or share photos, or videos with all the senior family members through CenTap TV. And as I mentioned, it is really simple. It is simplified navigational metaphor so that you don't encounter the clutter that or the complexity of navigation, through a number of different apps. So basically, CenTap TV has its own interface and it's using the overlay mode. So while you can watch your regular programs from the set-top box, you can also use an overlay that overlays the screen with CenTap functions.
In terms of time, how long did it take from idea to last week launching this?
Oh, it has taken some time. We are already 3 years old. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a very long time, but certainly it's a significant time for a startup. And obviously, a lot of time has gone into developing our TV box and making that compatible device. So it's the answer to your question. It has been 3 years of learning and doing, and obviously reiterating with the user groups, getting their feedback and improving the product.
Well, was there ever a point where, given what you're doing and given the competition out there, some of whom had several years to work their way, whether it's Amazon with Amazon Fire or Google Chromecast, which has like now 20 million users, or Apple TV, which I said over a year ago, finally started to fulfill its potential in terms of showcasing all kinds of apps to the television set. Any point where you wanted to give up or any point where you said, we can't do this, there's so many people in the marketplace?
Actually, not. I mean, certainly we are not competing with those guys. I mean, they are giants, and we are just a new entrant. We are looking for our own niche, and the niche that we have said is that first of all, it's social connectivity, very easy to use, and the target demographics, which is older users. From that angle, I believe, there is a good niche market for us available, and actually certainly the senior demographics is actually growing at unprecedented rates. The statistics is that within the last 50 years, the number of people aged 65 plus has actually quadrupled. So it's the highest growth that you can see in any demographic segment. So the market certainly is growing for us, and still we see that the digital divide is a big issue there. So if you find a way how to reach that marketplace, if you have your value proposition and you help them to bring online via that simple product, then I would say there is a plenty of market for us as well without even necessarily needing to compete with Apple or Roku.
Beyond what you're doing with Amazon and beyond your own website, how are you getting the word out to your audience that you're there? Do you have any sort of relationship with AARP or other organizations that serve the mature crowd? Are there other partnerships that you're looking at perhaps making?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there are basically two parallel tracks from the go-to-market strategy. The one we are discussing here, it has been a retail launch, right? We are basically trying to reach the end users directly. But obviously there's a lot of work and a lot of efforts going into the biz dev with different partners, assisted living homes. We have been accepted as entrepreneur in residence, for instance, into the biggest senior care managed group in the United States. There are many others we are reaching out and talking to. So there's a lot of work behind the scenes, obviously, and we need to choose our battle wisely because we don't command tens of millions of marketing budgets. So direct B2B outreach with our potential end users is one of the strategy we are employing. PR certainly is another strategy, spreading the word, and working with our PR agency in New York, doing that step by step. Obviously, once we have grown to the level where we can, attract more funding, more investments into the company, we'll go bigger.
Again, if you have a question or comment for our guest, Tarno Field from SendTab, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Next Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, WE TV has a new series coming out next month. It's all about the fascinating world of telenovelas, one of the most popular forms of Spanish language television. In fact, the series is called My Life is a Telenovela. It's about a group of actresses who want to be on a Telemundo telenovela. How do they do? Well, WE TV will show starting in a couple of weeks, and we will have the executive producer of the series, Todd Rubin, will join us. That's next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And once again, coming up on our next episode on Monday, we will have three of the executive producers of the controversial new epic series, American Divide. It is all about the question of inequality in these United States. It premieres tonight on that channel, and on Monday, we will have feedback from three of its executive producers. It should be very fascinating. That's Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we hope on Monday to let you know about a special episode we are trying to get together for Wednesday with a very special guest. So tune in on Monday for those details. That's Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Tarno, given the audience that you're dealing with, one topic that's sort of been in and out of conversation has been the idea of telemedicine, the ability through the television set for someone in front of the set to get medical records, to get advice from doctors, to get graphic information about an illness or a medical condition they are dealing with. Is there going to be any exploration of offering that kind of service with your product?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up. So from the general overall go-to-market strategy, the reason we have went for social, the reason for that is that social is ubiquitous, and it's something that is a basic human need. So by that, we would like to establish a marketplace, but certainly the actual value of that would be reflected in the services that you build on top of that, and telemedicine, remote visitation, and all these services that are around that. It's certainly something that we have on our longer-term roadmap. This is a very complex topic, and obviously this is a long road, but it does make sense to add that value-added piece on the television, again for the reason that outlined how to reach people better. I mean, and certainly the segment we are dealing with is a great marketplace for that kind of services. So teleconsultation, definitely one of the priorities to look at.
Because obviously if you're offering video calling, that might be a logical next step. Early on, do you see, let's say, a relationship with, let's say, an organization like WebMD or somebody else that has been providing general medical information on the web and may also be looking at doing stuff on the television?
Yes. So we have reached out to some of these players already. I can't comment on where we are today. It's still very, very early. But clearly that manifests, the routes where what we are pursuing. So in short, certainly this is a very interesting and prospective avenue to work on, and here we are looking to work with third-party providers.
Before we go, Tarno, and again, we appreciate you, scheduling the time with us, and also given where you are, and also the fact that because our other guests dropped out for one reason or the other, moving things up, I wanted to make sure that we covered this as well. One thing that we are all dealing with, whether you are old or young or in the middle, is Alzheimer's disease. And yes, there have been breakthroughs, particularly in the last year or two, that may at least slow the progress of the disease in people. In the front or back of your mind, do you hope that there's some way that your product and the apps that you carry could make a impact in the effort to either slow down or eradicate Alzheimer's?
Well, if I would say yes, then it would be a very strong statement, obviously. However, what I would like to emphasize, we discussed a little bit the cognitive games that we have, or cognitive tests, actually, that are on the system. And this part is something we are being developing, forward, adding more and more capabilities there. So I do believe by stimulating people to use those tests to test their memory and be more engaged actively, and because one of the problems we see with senior people, while spending so much time at the TV, on average 4 to 5 hours a day, it becomes very passive exercise. It's non-stimulating and not engaging. So CenTap wants to definitely challenge that. So we add much more interaction, first of all, into how you experience your TV. But on top of that, the cognitive tests and games we provide on the system, they are meant actually to keep your mind active and also, cognitive parameters more agile. Obviously, we don't have any research yet made. We sent up to make those claims, but this is one of our objectives to at least support this healthy lifestyle, active lifestyle, and encourage people to be involved with brain games, cognitive games, and tests that we have to offer.
And you mentioned, Joe, the situation with assisted care. It could be a possibility that by using video calls, maybe involving at some point telemedicine, or maybe involving whether it is assisted care organizations or hospice organizations, that there might be also some opportunity to provide some very special services for people who are dealing with Alzheimer's, both the patients themselves and their families.
Yes, absolutely. This is one of the examples how you can improve the quality of life of people suffering from Alzheimer's. We do have also ecosystem partners that are addressing that problem. Today they are doing that on the tablet devices. We're talking with them to have, you know, their tests and methodologies represented on the TV as well. So I believe, you know, in 6 to 12 months' time, we will be adding, you know, that capability and those, you know, methodologies and apps to SendTap TV as well.
If that happens, by the way, we would love to have you back and have the people providing those services on our program to discuss them, because they could be very consequential for all of us that are dealing one way or another with Alzheimer's and related conditions. The product is SendTap TV. It is available in set-top box format for $149. And if you want to deal with it and use it, you go to Amazon.com or you go to the company's own website. And here it is, www.sentab.com. That's www.sentab, that's S-E-N-T-A-B.com. Colonel Field, the chief executive of SendTap, thank you again for joining us live from the studio. We appreciate you staying up way, way late your time to be with us. Thanks again for switching around the schedule because of the breakdowns we had in terms of our other guests to have you join us earlier than expected. It's been a pleasure to have you on. Good luck with you and your colleagues in creating something that ultimately could be very, very special, not just in the set-top smart TV making device marketplace, but in the TV marketplace overall.
Thank you very much, Simon. It was a pleasure to be here.
Same here. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Tony O'Fiddle, the chief executive of SendTap, joining us live from Estonia in Europe. Live right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Before we go, a takeaway. Two TV series premiered this morning, one on Netflix, one on Amazon, at opposite ends of the reaction scale from TV critics. One was Marvel's latest effort for Netflix, Luke Cage, the third of their series. The first was Daredevil, second was Jessica Jones, and this is the third coming up, Iron Fist, and then the miniseries, The Defenders. And the other was the long-anticipated Amazon Studio series from Woody Allen, Crisis in 16. Luke Cage started life with a lot of raves from people all over the place. Some people called it one of the best new series of the year. Some called it a breakthrough in terms of portrayals of African Americans on television, and some even went beyond that. And on the opposite end, there was Crisis in 16. And Woody Allen and his people have received, let's say, in mild terms, scathing reviews for what they did. Bad reviews all over the place. People saying that this was basically a throwaway by Allen. One of the most, long-anticipated series that ended up being so, so, so disappointing. And a few people reviewing had some even more crazier words to say. Obviously, kudos to Netflix and to Marvel for what they did and what they accomplished. They're on a great roll, and both Netflix and Marvel with their Netflix series, which, by the way, are produced here in Brooklyn. And as for Woody Allen, there are a lot of people who review this series that might be prone to say, well, Amazon, you should not have given Woody Allen the opportunity to create his own series. You should not have given him the freedom to do what he did. Boy, you came up with a stinker. Well, to those critics who say that, let me respond with this takeaway. Keep in mind this. Amazon saw an opportunity. Woody Allen saw an opportunity to do something new for television. And for those of you who know the career of Woody Allen, you know that Amazon had a coup in getting a new series from Woody Allen, his first ever for television. In the past, Woody Allen in the 1950s was a writer of comedy and variety programs. And then he was, of course, a comedian, stand-up, before he made his fame in films that he wrote and directed in the mid-60s, like Bananas, which was on recently on Turner Classic Movies this past week, Take the Money and Run, et cetera, that he was a stand-up comedian on all sorts of shows, mostly talk variety shows. So when Amazon announced 18 months ago that Woody Allen would do a first-ever television series, it was a big thing. And frankly, they were right to take the opportunity. They had it, and they did it. And Woody Allen was right to take the opportunity and do it. 18 months later, we've got the finished product. And let's keep this in mind. This is not Amazon's fault. This is not Amazon's mess. This is not Amazon's issue. It's a Woody Allen issue. Amazon did not blow it. Woody Allen blew it. Why? Well, a lot of reviews say he basically did this as an afterthought. He didn't take this seriously. He didn't take this with the kind of creative leeway one would be provided by someone like Amazon or Netflix or Hulu or Crackle or WGN America or FX, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He just tossed it off. And to a lot of reviewers, that's what the show looks like, tossed it off. Well, let's remember, it wasn't Amazon that tossed it off. It's Woody Allen tossing it off. So if you're going to blame somebody, blame the messenger. The messenger isn't Amazon. The messenger is Woody Allen. And hopefully Woody Allen and his colleagues learn from this, which is if you're going to do a television series and you're going to get the creative freedom that an Amazon provides, don't take it as a trifle. Don't take this as something that's shooting the breeze. Do the show. Do it in a very special way. Take it seriously. Take it as if you want to do something creative. Don't just pass it off like passing a buck. So, Woody, it's your problem. It's your show. You made the mess. Here's the good thing. Maybe you can make another brilliant show. We're still waiting, and I'm confident that if you decide to stay in television, you'll make something brilliant. You have before in film. You've done it for so long, you can do it again for television. So I hope you give it a try. And Amazon, don't be discouraged. You did something great. You're not wrong here. You gave somebody, a top-notch filmmaker, a top-notch platform. He blew the platform, but that's only the first try. Let's see if he tries again. And if he tries again, Woody, learn from what you did this time around and do better. I want to thank all of you for listening. I want to thank our guest, Tanya Field, for joining us live from Estonia. Once again, we apologize for not having Ileana Douglas. We were expecting her for some reason. It was a breakdown. We'll try to get some calls to the breakdown. And we will invite her to come back on the show and do the interview with her sometime next month. I want to remind you that Ileana Douglas's program is Trailblazing Women. It's the second annual TCM, Turner Classic Movies Film Festival. It begins this Tuesday night, 8 p.m., October 4th, and continues the following Thursday, October 6th. And it will go on Tuesday and Thursday nights throughout the month of October. More details on it, TCM.com, www.tcm.com. And once again, the multicultural Sizzle Reel Upfront, first ever groundbreaking deal will be happening tonight here in New York. And if you want more details about that and about a similar event that will be taking place in Los Angeles in October, here's where you go. It's www.lhfilms.tv, www.lhfilms.tv, and we expect to have Kiki Melendez, the organizer of this event, on next week, probably next Friday afternoon. Monday on Tomorrow Televised, we'll have three of the executive producers of the controversial new epic series America Divided that premieres tonight. We'll have them on in our first half hour. And our second half hour, we've got a return visit from the producer and main subject of the former Hulu series, now Galavision series, Los Cowboys, Alex Corral. That's all Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, here on Swabby Televised. And join us Monday also. We may have an announcement about a special Wednesday episode that we will have, that we could have, featuring a very special guest whose new series will be premiering next Sunday night. Incidentally, coming up on BK Live, the show I do here in New York on Monday afternoons on Brick TV, we will preview the three big new shows coming up over the next week or so on HBO. Westworld, that premieres this Sunday night, the controversial adaptation of the 1970s movie, a very big inspiration, with a big cast led by Anthony Hopkins. And then coming up the following Sunday, the premieres of Divorce, starring Sarah Jessica Parker, and Insecure, the first TV series from the awkward black girl herself, Issa Rae. We'll have that for you Monday on BK Live. You can find that here in New York, throughout New York City, on Verizon Fios, throughout Brooklyn, Manhattan on Charter, and also throughout Brooklyn on Cablevision Systems and RCN, and then posted the following day or two at youtube.com/BrickTV. That's noon to 1 p.m. locally, here on Brick TV. And you can also check out my columns in MediaVillage.com. Hopefully next week we'll be kicking off a brand new series about what the programming is doing at the top broadcast station group in the country, Sinclair, beginning with their weekly Sunday morning investigative series, Full Measure, hosted by former CBS correspondent, CNN anchor person, Cheryl Atkinson. It's available on over a bunch of stations from Sinclair, coast to coast, usually 9 or 9:30 local time. We'd love to hear from you. Before we do that, we'll let you know if you came in late on today's program or you want to catch on episodes we have done throughout September. We've had some good ones with people like Michael Schur, the creator and executive producer of The Good Place, which is off to a great start on NBC. Go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Don't forget to check out the podcast. It's available on iTunes.com and also on Apple TV's iTunes podcast app, along with other Blog Talk Radio favorite shows you enjoy. Now, we love hearing from you. What do you think about today's program? And what do you think about what CenTAB is up to and how they're trying to serve the senior population? And what are your thoughts about television? Where's that? Where it's going? We'd love to hear from you. So email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're from. Remember, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. You can also get involved in our regular feature, Show to Know. It's where we highlight programs that you might not know about, but they're worthwhile to watch because they're not well marketed, promoted, publicized, or fall on the radar screen of journalists and critics. So if you have an idea for that feature, email it to me, and if we use your suggestion, you will get the credit for it. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, at UBCSimonTWBT. That's UBCSimonTWBT. However you check us out, remember, we love hearing from you. Why? Because what you say matters. And we hope, by the way, that you have a wonderful rest of your Friday and your weekend, too. Also, I want to wish everybody who is celebrating Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, a wonderful start to your high holiday season. Rosh Hashanah begins on Sunday night, runs through Tuesday afternoon. So to all our Jewish listeners, not just our show, but all of Blog Talk Radio, we wish you a very great start to your high holy day season. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, the creator and chief executive of this very enterprise, Mr. Alan Levy. Tomorrow We Televise is brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend ahead and the rest of September. Good start to October as well. We will be back at our regular time, Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio. And remember, please, more than ever, be safe and be great out there. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.